Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, what will our office buildings look like? Ryan Ori has a great piece in the Chicago Tribune today titled, "The High-Rise Office You Left in March May Not Resemble the One You're Going Back to." Here's what workplaces may look like after the coronavirus shutdown. He covers real estate for the Trib, and really some great things in this piece, Ryan, as we all try to figure out what things will look like. Thanks for being on WGN.
Good to be here.
So what, just kind of give us an overview here, because I imagine a lot of plexiglass in the new office. It just feel like we all kind of sit in, you know, pods sometimes. We're all, we aren't, don't necessarily have natural separators where we all, you know, work, and it'll kind of feel like they need to create a lot more space. But how do you do that with the same amount of employees? Or do you feel like more people will be asked to stay at home?
Yeah, I think it'll be some of both of those things. There's going to be probably some move back to, you know, in recent years, there's been a move away from a lot of private offices in an office and a lot of walls and separators, and there's going to be more, you know, plexiglass dividers and other things like that emerging. I think there's, at first, at least, there's going to be a lot of people continuing to work from home, and companies will just have a small percentage of people start coming back to the office at first to see how things are going. And then, you know, over time, it remains to be seen what percentage of people will continue to work from home now that they've had this in kind of forced trial of the concept. And so it may end up being that some people have enjoyed working from home and will continue to do it once or twice a week or even all the time. And then there's also, with the economy struggling the way it has, there's also some companies that have had a lot of layoffs. And so the office may not have as many people as there used to be in it a few months ago.
Yeah, you know, I've heard from some friends who work in those big, tall buildings, and they said, you know, up until at least the fall, we're going to be rotating people in and out of the office. No, not everyone's going to be coming back, you know, just when the day starts, when we're allowed to come back, that we are going to be on a schedule of rotation. I don't know how common that is. I know you talked with several of the large employers downtown and some of the bigger buildings, and that they're all kind of drawing up these plans right now. They've got to have some sort of a plan, knowing that things will be drastically different when things reopen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. I don't think anybody's got it figured out exactly right now, but, you know, initially it could be just determining the, you know, the 10% of, or 10 or 20% of people in an office who most need to be in the space. It also could be rotating groups, as you mentioned. I've heard talk of, you know, maybe the, you know, sales unit of this company is in on Monday, and, you know, on Tuesday it's the, you know, the tech people, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. And so there's been talk of rotating people. There's also talk of staggering work hours. Some people would come in very early. Some people would come in later in the day. That would minimize the number of people in a building or in a space at any particular time. But, you know, it's going to take some time to play out. I think initially people are just going to bring back a small percentage of their people and start getting a sense of how it is and what's working. And those are for the individual spaces. And then, you know, the owners of these buildings are having to make their own changes and sort of coordinate with the tenants in the buildings and determine, you know, what needs to happen when you walk in the building and what happens in the lobby and what happens at the elevators. And then the actual workspaces, the companies are the ones figuring that the workspace changes out.
Yeah, one of the things in your article that really struck me, you said ideas discussed include having everyone in an office walk in a clockwise or counterclockwise direction, like one-way traffic on a road, so that you avoid each other.
Yeah, what? I think you know, there's talk of buildings having, you know, right now a lot of office buildings downtown just have several doors you can walk into or out of, and there's talk of having certain doors be just for entering and certain doors be just for exiting, so that people aren't coming face to face as they come in and out of the building. And then there is talk of once, you know, within workspaces, having those kind of traffic lines or something drawn of, you know, walk around the office on this side and come back around this other side if you go to have lunch or whatever.
You know, you think about all the highly, like the heavily trafficked areas of office buildings. In the base, you've got, often got a coffee shop or, you know, some kind of little restaurant or to-go place, or you've got some sort of little, there are all kinds of little small businesses there. And then you go all the way up into the office and you deal with like the coffee area, the break room part. Those all probably need to be re-envisioned, don't you think?
Definitely.
Or at least the rules.
Yeah. I mean, in recent years, there's been a office buildings have become more and more like hotels in the way that they've created very nice, big, like workout facilities, huge conference rooms, you know, lounges for people just to hang around in if they don't want to work in their office space, you know, or if they want to just get away for a while. These big gathering areas, you know, food halls and restaurants in the bottom of buildings. And there's been this sort of competition for the buildings to have the nicest bells and whistles for tenants. And now those are all things that have to get figured out that, you know, a few months ago nobody was thinking about. And now when people return to work, I think a lot of that stuff will be closed for a long period of time and maybe gradually reopened as people get more comfortable and as there's a vaccine developed or whatever it's going to take to
right,
make a wholesale return.
Yeah, you know, you think about the sanitizing, the very best is going to be required, and those offices who offer that kind of thing will probably keep tenants longer and attract new tenants. And then you mentioned something that we've interviewed them on WGN throughout the day here, the LaGrange company that does this walk-through temperature-taking system. I just wonder how common that's going to be. You hear in other countries that they are instituting this, even in hotel lobbies, any public places, public buildings, that they take your temperature. It's not a surefire way to tell if you've got it, because we all hear about the asymptomatic carriers and people who never get a temperature. However, it does seem to be one of the things that they're considering. Employers, at least, as they move forward and try to make the workplace safe for everybody.
Yeah, there's the possibility of that technology that you mentioned being instituted in the building when you come in, or there's also employers that may just do their own temperature checks. I've heard talk of doing, you know, health questionnaires of companies, you know, having their employees fill out a questionnaire as they come in or during the day or whatever, like how they're feeling, combine that with temperature checks and those kind of things. I think in years past, there's sometimes been a pressure, you know, maybe unspoken pressure of, you know, if you're a little bit sick, you know, keep working. And there's a little bit of, it's probably a part of the American workforce kind of mentality of, you know, you can work through a minor illness or whatever. And now some of these companies may be a lot more vigilant about that kind of thing too, and say if you have some sniffles or whatever, you're going to freak people out and you're going to get a lot of people, you're going to get people sick maybe. And so, you know, there's all those privacy issues of, you know, taking people's temperatures and asking about their health, and there's contact tracing technology to know who's come in close contact with someone else in an office in case someone gets sick. And there's just a whole range of things, a long list of things that have to get figured out that everybody is sort of just learning on the fly and figuring this out.
A lot to think about, and thanks for sharing some of those ideas with us. Appreciate it. Enjoyed your article.
Thank you.
Tribune, Ryan Ori from the Chicago Tribune. You can check that piece out. It's been going up higher and higher as I go on the homepage. It seems a lot of people are reading that, trying to envision what things will look like.